Is this roster right now, this Miami Heat roster, is this basically what it's going to look like after the trade deadline? Do you think Pat Riley is going to keep relying on these players to find their own answers? Now, I would never rule out minor trades, right? I think that those are kind of the inevitabilities with a deadline, you know, coming up months from now, that minor things might happen. But do you think there's a major trade to be had? Because I keep in mind the fact that, you know, the Heat have dealt away so many draft picks in recent years. So it's not like they have the pieces to make big moves. And, you know, people argue how attractive of a trade piece really is Duncan Robinson, because he's usually the one that gets dangled in every deal the Heat could make. I mean, is there a reasonably sized move to be made here before, even months before the deadline?
Boy, I thought, Alex, if it was going to happen, it was going to be with Brooklyn. And I don't know how much more dysfunctional Brooklyn can get, right? Like, yeah, that thing is such a train wreck. And I get it. Look, no one's going to give up anyone for peanuts, right? You're not going to give up Kevin Durant and not get a big haul in return. So you look around and where is that player? Like, you know, you hear a name like a Jay Crowder name float around there, and it's like, what does that do for you? It doesn't do much, right? Yeah. So unfortunately, like, I think the Heat are a full star away right now, and it might be on the roster, right? It might be on the roster. If Bam Adebayo can step his game up, I think it could certainly be, you know, it could be him. It could be Tyler Hero. But I don't know. I thought maybe Brooklyn would have been a good trade partner at a point there, because it looked like that thing was going to blow up. And by the way, it's still May. I still think Brooklyn is. I mean, Kyrie Irving isn't even playing right now. Right. He's not. He's meeting with the commissioner because he can't say the right thing at a press conference. You know, he's the smartest guy in the room, and we know that. So, but I don't know. Maybe do you wait for someone else to be disgruntled? Do you wait for a team like, I don't know, the Lakers to fall apart, which they are? Do you try to make a play at a Russell Westbrook? Does that do anything for you? I don't know at this point.
Sell a few jerseys. I think that's a great point, because that's a guy who's really difficult to make fit. You know, I mean, all of the individual ability Russell Westbrook has, like, you know, it's just, you have to find such a right balance and nucleus to get him to fit within the confines of your team. He doesn't feel like a Heat player.
It's tough, you know, because you're talking about a guy that obviously needs the ball a lot, but isn't in a bad situation there. You wonder what it would take to bring him back here. That's kind of where I think like a Duncan Robinson comes into play, because if Miami's not going to really use Duncan Robinson, and they're only kind of going to use him sparingly, why not move on? And I thought that was really interesting in the playoffs, Alex. I'm curious what you think, but when we got to the playoffs last year, I thought what was really missing for Miami was a shooter, was an outside shooting presence. Mm-hmm. And it was such an indictment that Miami wouldn't go to Duncan Robinson in these games, right? And that was all we were talking about, was Miami needs someone to step up and hit threes. They need a shooter. All right, well, you got Duncan Robinson sitting there. You paid him a lot of money to be your shooter. If you can't find a way to really utilize him, then maybe you move on. There has to be, I would think, significant demand for him, wouldn't you? That would be my, you know, impression on Duncan is that there, you know, it's a shooter's league, right? And,
yeah,
you know, I actually thought he'd be a great fit for the Lakers. All I hear about is Lakers complaining about they need shooters. Russell Westbrook is not a shooter, but I don't know. I don't think bringing him in, I don't think that gets anyone too excited down here. And, you know, I don't know what kind of fit that ends up being.
Yeah, I mean, I know it wouldn't immediately catapult the Heat to championship status, but still, Jay Crowder is a guy that I still covet. We never should have let him walk in the first place, or then we never should have let PJ Tucker walk. Obviously, the money that he got at his age, it was hard to match that and keep him here. But there's that, like, he's going to get traded somewhere, I believe, Crowder, because I was hearing some noise that after the Cam Johnson injury, that Crowder is still basically refusing to play ball there and trying to strong arm his way out of Phoenix. So it seems, you know, you look at that injury and say, well, this is going to really force them to keep Jay Crowder. Well, no, it's now forcing him to play hardball because he wants to get the heck out of there and play for potentially a contender. Now, I don't know if he would view Miami as a contender, but I know he liked playing down here. And that I think he'd be like to be part of this group again if he has the opportunity. But and he fits perfectly because it's a big time need that the Heat have to bring a guy like that back. I just don't know if the Heat can actually swing it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Is you are you're tied into some contracts now, and we've been down this road, right? With the Heat before, Alex, we've been down this road. But look, they've made it work. Anytime they've wanted someone, they've had their eye on someone, some way, somehow. Pat Riley makes it work. So I never count out Pat Riley, you know, to make something happen here. But I don't know. I think you got to get it right with the group that you have. You know, I don't know what move is out there right now that you know, really gets you too excited. So I think you make it work with this group you have. You get Tyler Hero back. I think Victor Oladipo, when he finally gets back, will be a big, big addition to this team if he can stay healthy. Gigantic if with that one. But I think you got to roll with this group you have right now. And right now, the focus for this team should be winning the games that you have to win at home. And it starts with Charlotte.
Yeah. I mean, right now, and the Heat are going to trend better than they've been in the standings, but right now there's only three teams in the Eastern Conference with worse records than Miami. And Charlotte is one of those. So you've got to get that done. When we come back, my guy Hollywood, who's an absolute nerd for these sports cards, and I love it because it seems like it can be a pretty profitable endeavor. So I wish I was into something like this.
Oh, It has not been.
It's not been.
Well, it's been the opposite of profitable. I'm just building. I'm building the collection here, so it's kind of been the opposite of profitable. But I'll show you a little something. We'll do a little card of the day here, a little Miami Heat card of the day. If you're good with that, here, Alex.
I'm great with it. Keep it locked right here to Red Hot Hoops.